you know, maybe he gets...
What was the deal that Rush was pushing today or yesterday?
He was talking about, he thinks that somebody around Joe Biden could possibly be COVID-19 positive.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And now he has to sequester himself for 14 days, so he can't be out there and debate President
Trump. Oh, my gosh. That would be the scenario? No. You know what? You guys may be onto something. You and Rush may be onto something. This whole idea that he might just, some underling, some 22-year-old intern tested positive. Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh.
Yep.
I can't debate.
Right. And, you know, he really looks bad in a live scenario. We know how bad he is, even when he has the answers in front of him. You can imagine out there on the stage where he's going blow to blow with President Trump, he's not going to be very sharp, considering what we've seen in the past.
Boy, that's something. We'll talk more about that as we go along today. Lots more to do. Kayleigh McEnany was absolutely brilliant today at the daily press briefing, the White House press corps, and she went toe-to-toe with Jonathan Carl. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty ugly, and she had an answer for everything. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A little bit after 3:31 right now as we check out the traffic cams all over southern Nevada. We're getting some heavy volumes as you work your way past the stadium on Interstate 15 northbound. You're slow there around Spring Mountain. Southbound 15 near Hacienda, you'll tap the brakes there. Also, we're getting some backups on the off-ramp as you leave the freeway 15 northbound at Cheyenne. We're getting some residual overflow there on the off-ramp. On the 515 northbound at Stephanie, slow through that corridor. Also through the Spaghetti Bowl 515 east at Main Street, which is causing some backups there on that transition. Leaving 15 north to go 515 east.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury telling The Athletic that he does want to remain in Vegas. Even if they extend goaltender Robin Lehner, he is very comfortable with that goalie tandem, and he does not want to go anywhere. Raiders football, the team has placed offensive lineman Richie Incognito on injured reserve, so he is going to be out at least 3 weeks. He has been dealing with an Achilles injury, and he left the game after the first quarter. He was replaced by rookie John Simpson. Raiders get back at it on Sunday when they play at the Patriots. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
So long, summer. Find your new groove at the JCPenney Fall For You Sale. Shop doorbusters in-store and jcp.com Thursday to Sunday while they last. Like $4.99 select women's tees from A&A and St. John's Bay, plus $17.99 select Arizona fashion denim for kids. Boost your savings and get an extra 25% off with coupon. On the go, contact-free curbside pickup is fast and easy. All for fall and fall for you. It's the season to save at JCPenney. Offers valid 9/24 to 9/27. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Hand washing is one of the most effective ways of preventing the spread of germs. Wash your hands regularly with soap and hot water, scrubbing your hands thoroughly for at least 20 seconds. Learn all prevention guidelines. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/staywell. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it when the demo rats try and flush out the president. And the issue as of last night was, oh my God, the president won't leave office if he loses the election. He won't agree to losing the election. And Kayleigh McEnany, I thought, had a perfect response. Jonathan Carl at the daily press briefing, although it's not a daily thing, they try and do it every day, but they don't always. But the president still talks to folks, you know, getting ready to board Marine One. In fact, he took questions yesterday, and he'll do it again tomorrow, I'm sure. And by the way, the president has a speech scheduled for next hour in Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, just after 4 o'clock, we may tap into that. But I want you to hear Kayleigh McEnany. She was like totally prepared for Jonathan Carl. Here she is. That Trump will accept the results of a, get this now, and this is what, this is the simple answer to a complex question. He will accept the results of a free and fair election. Let's go to cut one. This was Kayleigh McEnany fighting back against John Carl at today's press briefing. Here it is.
If he loses this election, can you assure us that there will be a peaceful transfer of power?
You are referring to the question asked by the Playboy reporter, right?
I'm referring to you with the president being asked if there would be a peaceful transfer of power, and he did not say yes.
Yeah,
so
I believe,
I'm asking you, will there be a peaceful transfer of power if he loses this election?
I believe that question asked by the Playboy power, in fact, I think I have it right here. He was asked win, lose, or draw whether he would accept the transfer of power. I'm not entirely sure if he won why he would accept a transfer of power. That is maybe the deranged wish of that reporter, but that's not how governing
very
works.
Very direct and very simple question. If the president loses this election, will this White House, will this president assure us that there will be a peaceful transfer of power? It's a very simple question.
The president will accept the results of a free and fair election. But I think that your question is more fitting to be asked of Democrats who have already been on the record saying they won't accept the results of an election. In fact, I have several of them here for you. South Carolina Democrat Jim Clyburn has said that Trump is not going to win fairly. Senator Barbara Boxer has said that the only way Trump will win is to steal it. That's according to Democrat Senator Barbara Boxer. The Washington Post has noted, they have a headline, Democrats may not trust the results of the election if Trump wins. And then you have that beautiful quote from Hillary Clinton that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstance. So I think your fitting is more a fitting question for Democrats. Yes.
Kayleigh, just to understand this clearly, are the results legitimate only if the president wins?
The president will accept the results of a free and fair election. He will accept the will of the American people.
So for clarity, if he loses and it's free and fair, he will accept.
I've answered your question. He will accept the results of a free and fair election.
See, I don't understand, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I just am not bright enough to see this. Why is it they don't ask the James Clyburns? Neil Cavuto ended up asking that of Jim Clyburn. But why is it they don't ask the Democrats? These people that are rioting in the streets, that are shooting our cops, they're not Republicans. They're not conservatives. They're Democrats. Those are the people that are doing this. The people that are going to be rioting in the streets, they're not going to be the Republicans. They're going to be the Democrats when Joe Biden loses, because they honestly believe that somehow, some way, this president was going to cheat. We don't do that. Did you ever see the Tea Party marching in the streets, burning things down? Of course not. That's not the way we operate. Now, did we have rallies? I was working at the time in San Antonio. And they had a big rally down at the Alamo. And can I tell you, I don't know if you saw a video of the streets of San Antonio back then. The streets were you could eat off the streets. They had cleaned things up. Did you see that? Did you see video this morning of what Louisville looked like and Washington, D.C. and New York? It was full of garbage. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. In fact, I'd love to open up our phone lines to you right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you what you think. By the way, this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It is so unique and so effective that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Say bye bye fungus and hello sandals. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on this Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, this whole what happens if he loses deal is taking on a life of its own. And it's weird. 40 days from Election Day. And this is the best issue they can come up with. I mean, it's almost hilarious to listen to how the Democrats are just floundering around. Nothing about what they're going to do for you to make your life better. Nothing. And yet, the best they can come up with is, will he have to be forcibly removed from office? Now again. We're not going to know, probably on November 3rd, because of this mail-in balloting thing. We're not going to know, maybe for a week or more, and there could be court challenges, all kinds of stuff. But listen how Bernie Sanders jumps into, and this is cut number three, jumps into the Trump comments on what happens if he loses the election. Listen to this.
This country faces an unprecedented set of crises. We are struggling with a pandemic that has already cost us over 200,000 lives. We have an economy in which we have a grotesque level of income and wealth inequality, where the middle class today is being decimated, where millions of workers have lost their jobs, and half of our people continue to work paycheck to paycheck, many for starvation wages. We are living in the moment when climate change is ravaging this planet, leading to massive fires on the West Coast, drought, and unprecedented levels of extreme weather disturbances all across the globe. We are the only major country on Earth not to guarantee health care to all people as a human right. Over 90 million Americans are uninsured or underinsured, and we pay by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. All of these issues and others are enormously important and should be the issues that are being debated in this campaign. But today, I am not going to talk about any of them. What I am going to talk about is something that in my wildest dreams, I never thought I would be discussing. And that is the need to make certain that the President of the United States, if he loses this election, will abide by the will of the voters and leave office peacefully. What I will be discussing today is the danger that this country faces from a president who is a pathological liar, who has strong authoritarian tendencies, who neither understands nor respects our Constitution, and who is prepared to undermine American democracy in order to stay in power. With less than 6 weeks left to go in this campaign, it is my fervent hope that all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Progressives, Moderates, Conservatives, come together to defend American democracy, our Constitution, and the rule of law.
Now that's pretty ominous. I mean, rolling out all those things that are wrong about America. And Bernie Sanders... What, he's finished second, what, second, two times, three times? I mean, this guy can't win. Got a lot of great ideas. He wants to make us a socialist country. By the way, did you see Joe Biden the other day? He said, I am not a socialist. He promised, swore up and down, that he is not a socialist. But he's a socialist. At least Bernie Sanders admits to it. I mean, give him credit for that. When we come back, we are expecting more rioting in the street. And it was rioting last night. Two cops were shot. Thank God they're going to be okay. But there was rioting in the streets, looting. I'm going to tell you, every passing day where there's violence in the streets, the president looks a hell of a lot better than Joe Biden. Where is Joe Biden taking to the streets and telling people to go home? Of course he's not doing that. He's not doing that. Judge Andrew Napolitano has some surprising comments about the Louisville grand jury outcome, which resulted in just one cop being indicted on reckless endangerment. And it wasn't about murder of Breonna Taylor. That's what's so weird about this thing. That the grand jury, and then that's why all the people are so angry, that nobody got charged with murder. Nobody. The only person that thought they'd been convicted or been indicted for murder was John Yoo, the Fox News analyst, former assistant attorney general. Did you hear this? I brought you the cut yesterday. He actually came out and said, yeah, they were indicted. He was indicted for... what was it? Second-degree murder. And that's not the case. Sorry. That's not at all what happened. Judge Andrew Napolitano with some surprising comments coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The president is expected to announce his nominee. Let's get going. Let's get this person through. You know the Dems would do it. Who's it going to be and how fast can they get it done? That's the question.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, President Trump got 8% of the black vote in 2016. Can he do better on November 3rd? Deontay Johnson from Black Voices for Trump says he'll do much, much better. In fact, I happen to think that he'll get upwards of 20%. If he does that, that is totally going to screw up that coalition of niche groups, Hispanics and Asians and blacks, and it's totally going to screw that up. I mean, there's no way they can win. They will not win in places like Mississippi or Georgia. There's no way if they've got to keep the black vote down to about 8%, the same 8% that Trump got. I'm pretty well convinced. And by the way, the numbers with Hispanics is similar. That the word is that he's in some states, well, in Florida, he's at 52% with the Hispanic vote. Now, a lot of those are Cubans, Cuban Americans. Stick around. Man, I tell you, it only gets better and better. Craig Mueller will give us some pro bono advice on what happened yesterday in Louisville. The grand jury returning an indictment against just one of the three cops, and not the cop that shot Breonna Taylor. Go figure. We'll see what he thinks about that. Craig Mueller, criminal defense attorney for Mueller and Associates, will join us. That's all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a